now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grilling guys, I'll tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters, nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the grilling guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. That's right, you gotta listen to this show. If you're in your backyard, if you're getting ready to throw some meat on the grill, that's what we're all about. Even veggies, anything healthy on the grill. You could throw a fresh turkey on the grill. Hey, my name's Barbecue Bob, and that rap star quality right there, I know I'm never going to make it in the rap world, but anyway, that was just fun. So I've got Chef Schultz in the studio with me right now, and he is from GRCC, and we also have Duran Martinez on the line right now, and Duran is the host of Wild Michigan, formerly known as AM Outdoors. Duran, can you hear me out there?
I can, brother. How are you this morning?
Hey, pal. Good to talk to you, man. So you're sitting in the turkey blind. You can just whisper.
No, I don't have to whisper because I'm actually at home because I got my bird this morning.
Oh, you already got it?
Yes.
Nice. I was hoping you'd
shoot it. After 8 this morning, brother, it was awesome.
So how'd he come in?
I tell you, man, I did some calling this morning, and they not responding at all. Finally, after about 45 minutes, I had one respond. I called again, he responds. That went back and forth for a little bit, then they just stopped. Well, I happened to hear some odd noises. I looked through the blind over off behind me, and there were three toms that I could see, just their heads. And they worked around towards my decoys, and a little more calling. They came in. He bent over, the beard dropped, and that's when I had to get it done.
Nice. I was kind of hoping you'd take one while we were on the air, because that's exciting.
I'm still excited. This is my first turkey ever. That's why I'm so excited.
Well, I'm just excited to have Duran Martinez on the show, because you're a guy's guy and a legend in the radio world. Your show, Wild Michigan, is awesome. I just like everything about it. And it's on WJRW. And I always have a hard time saying the name of that station for some reason. There's dyslexia in me, I'm sure. But you're on Sundays, I think, from 7 to 9. On
7 to 9 a.m., correct.
1340 a.m. in the Grand Rapids market. And then in Lansing, what time is your show on?
We're on this afternoon from 2 to 4 on WJIM AM, then tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. on the game 7:30 a.m. WVFN.
And then a whole bunch of other stations all over.
Yeah, all over the state.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a very cool show. If you get a chance, tune in to Wild Michigan, because this guy has it nailed. Talking fishing. Jop just called in. He's trout fishing. He's up around Luther somewhere. Cleaning some fish right now. They're just killing the browns. They've been up there for a couple of days, and I guess the water was terrible the first couple of days because of all the rain, and nobody's catching anything. And this morning, bang, guess what the fish do after 3 days of not eating?
Right. You got to get hungry, man. They're going to get out there. And right now the walleye opener is going on, and the rivers, not a good idea. Not a good idea for the rivers, but the inland lakes, that's probably where they're going to be, and they're going to be hungry too. They're going to be coming out of those rivers starving. So, if you get out, it'll probably be pretty good.
What do you think about going out to Grand Haven and hanging around where the river dumps into Lake Michigan?
I tell you what, if you're going to do that, I would probably, if you're at least, more than likely you're not going to be doing it from shore, but maybe if you're on a boat, around the mudline area, more than likely, where it dumps into the lake, big and flashy is going to be the way to go for the walleye right now.
Okay, cool. So how are you going to cook that turkey?
I tell you what, I actually got on the Grilling Guys website yesterday to talk to a buddy of mine about a turkey recipe. He didn't have one, and I pulled one up from your website, and that one looks pretty good. So I'm going to take a look at it again today, and hopefully that's how we're going to do it.
Great. Well, you have an awesome authority in studio right now. His name is Chef Schultz, and he's a dear friend of mine, and he's the culinary professor at GRCC, and he runs the Heritage Restaurant during the lunch shift, teaching kids how to be world-class chefs. And sometime if you get over here around the lunchtime, I'll take you over there, and we'll just go have lunch, and this guy will treat you right. It's something else. But, Bob, if you've got a wild turkey, what could you tell Duran?
Oh, lots of great things to do with wild turkey. What size is the turkey you got this morning?
The one I got this morning was around 22 pounds. It's pretty big.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Nice.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Would you just breast it out and just do the breasts?
Yeah, definitely. That would be one of the nicest and, yep. and easiest ways to do that. And you know, just simple and nice with that. You know, I really like my sea seasonings is what I call it. Coriander, cumin, cinnamon, cloves. And what I like to do is take all those spices and put it in a cast iron skillet. Give it a little bit of heat, extract all those oils from those spices, and just rub it on that turkey breast, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. And just do a nice grill on that, and a little salt and pepper, and simple and nice with especially with that nice fresh turkey that Duran just got. So,
now would you brine it?
Yes, you could. You could do that a couple different ways. You could definitely brine it. What I do, if you're going to brine it, I do like a pound and a quarter of sugar to a pound of salt, a little bit more sugar than salt. I like to play with a little different things as far as that. Maybe add a little honey and maybe cut down a little bit on the sugar. That agave nectar, I really, really, really love that stuff. So I put a little bit of agave nectar in that brine and just kind of adjust the sugar content from there. You don't want it too sugary. You don't want it too salty. You just want a nice, even mix with sugar and salt. And a lot of people think, oh, I got to have too much salt or I got to put more sugar in it to compensate. But when you overpower anything, you'd never want to do that. It takes away the freshness, especially when Duran's fresh turkey up there.
If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on WBBL FM 107.3 every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. My name is Barbecue Bob, and we've got Chef Schultz in here in studio. And on the phone, we've got Duran Martinez, host of Outdoor Wild Michigan. I'm sorry, you changed the name of the show because you're probably going to be going nationwide here anytime. You're already on what, 20 stations?
No, we've got 11 right now.
Oh, okay,
we're working on it though.
All right. Soon to be 20.
I forgot. There's a secret deal working. I forgot to tell you about. But anyway, so Bob, if we're talking wild turkey breasts, after you brine them for a day,
mm-hmm.
could you pat them down?
Yes.
Oil them, rub them, and jacquard them.
Yes.
Would
Absolutely.
That be a good idea?
Absolutely.
That's what I would do.
Absolutely. Yes, you could definitely do that. And like I said, with my sea seasonings with coriander, cumin, and cinnamon, cloves, it just adds a nice little twist to something like that. I mean, everybody does like the normal spices or herbs, more herbs than anything else. But a lot of times with game, you can kind of get into the spices. Spices gives yep. a little bit more life to it. Maybe and a little red pepper flakes in there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give it a little
white.
Heat.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, what I do with fowl breasts like that is mm-hmm. I'll get, my wife has these ceramic cake pans or, you know, they're Corning, whatever. I'll put the breast in there. I'll put some oil in there and I'll put my seasonings right in there and I'll keep rolling it and I'll hit it with a jacquard
mm-hmm.
and just keep flipping it over. So every time it flips over, it lays back down in that baste.
Mm-hmm.
And with the jacquard, you get all the penetration, and it really gets those seasonings infused, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
And throw it on the grill. And I'm going to probably go like a medium heat. I'm not going to get mm-hmm. crazy with that piece.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing too hot with that. No, that's kind of a misconception.
Because it's a pretty thick piece of meat, so you're going to want to sear it a little bit and then slow it down and just, you could even pull it off and you could sear it, smoke it a little bit. And then you could even wrap it and bake it.
Mm-hmm.
Another nice way to do that.
Yes, and then drink a beer or two.
Yeah. Well, it's still the end of wine month, so you might have to have a glass of Domaine Berry. Well, Duran, congrats on the turkey, dude. And
thank you, sir.
So nice of you to call in. We really appreciate it, and can't wait to have you back on the show. So one of these days when you get to Grand Rapids around lunchtime, just look me up, and we'll go see Chef Schultz, and you'll get your mind blown.
I'd be happy to take a day off the diet any day.
Yes, we'd love to have you, Duran.
Thanks, you guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys calling.
Yeah, congrats on the turkey. That's sweet. I can't wait to see pictures.
All right, we'll be posting them today, man. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's, all right, take care. Bye-bye now.
That's Duran Martinez. His show was formerly called AM Outdoors, and now it's Wild Michigan. But his website is still amoutdoors.com, and you can check him out on Facebook. Fun guy, just a fun guy, good Michigan boy, and he's a wildlife guru, man. He's doing it, living the dream. So, yeah, that's cool stuff. We've got Rob Russell coming up very shortly here, and I'm just can't get my mind off that turkey breast.
I know. Turkey is just, I mean, it's just
I'm
a
almost thinking
thing.
I might hot flash that thing on a skillet even.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then just bake it. I don't know.
You could do that.
They're tricky.
Yeah.
You definitely have to be careful.
And a lot of people, again, overcook that. You want to make sure it's just underdone and let it carry over cooking. That's kind of a number one cardinal sin with a lot of people when they're cooking meats is they want to cook it to 165, 175 degrees. You know, you want to pull it just a little bit less than that. Let it carry over cook. Let it rest, and let the
rest is everything.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is.
Big speaking of rest, has nothing to do with it at all. I couldn't think of anything funny. You can check us out on Facebook. Go to the Grillin' Guys Radio Show on Facebook. Like it. Put it on a favorites page, and then you know, give us a hit. Tell us what you're going to do this weekend on your grill. Do you have a dirty grill?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always have a dirty grill. My buddy Ryan loves that Facebook page.
Does he?
Yeah, oh, yes. He uses that religiously, and I know he's listening. I just want to say hi to Ryan and say hi to Mary up in Alto, and I know they're listening, and I appreciate that.
Then they probably go to the Alto Bar Friday nights for steak night.
Yes, about the only thing to do in Alto. And
there's a nice grain elevator there.
Yes.
You're going to get your turkey feed and your
in a library, so.
Your bait for deer hunting. Oh, you can't do that. Sorry. Well, so check us out on Facebook. Hit our website. It's thegrillinguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter, grillinguy on Twitter. And just, you know, stay in touch with us. Let us know what you're doing. Add to the show because we love hearing from people on the outside. We're stuck in today in this studio, and it's beautiful outside. You're probably standing on your deck, you know, getting ready to fire your deck up, and you got a big, tall coffee, maybe like a... maybe an Irish coffee or something, working on the Saturday, looking at your lawn, all the stuff you've got to do. So we want to hear from you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell. We're going to talk a little baked beans with some sausage and biscuits.
Mm.
And we're going to talk about a neat class coming up. So you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on WBBL 107.3. We'll be right back.
Do you have a huge opinion on today's game? Well, if you do, you can leave it right now on the Huge Show fan page on Facebook. And guess what? I may make you a star and talk about you on the Huge Show, which airs weekdays at 3 right here on 107.3.
I'm Robert Dangley, NBA Hoops, Grizzlies, Spurs. The 8th seed is moving on.
Bale with one more. Fires. Hit. Ball game. 99-91. Inbound comes for Neal. He fumbles it ahead for Green. Fires the shot. Zeroes on the clock. The Grizzlies have upset the four-time world champion San Antonio Spurs, and they are dancing in the aisles at the Grindhouse.
Grizzlies Radio Network with your call. Just the fourth time in NBA history that a 8 seed has knocked off the top seed. Zach Randolph led the way at 31 points, so Oklahoma City-Memphis game one of round two begins on Sunday. Well, some lockout news. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis granted the owner's side a stay of Judge Nelson's lockout injunction, which means the lockout is officially back on to the draft. Some notable picks in rounds 2 and 3. 34th overall, Andy Dalton goes to the Bengals, while Colin Kaepernick goes 35th to the Niners. Daquan Bauer slides to number 50. Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick him up. And in the third round, New England Patriots draft a quarterback.
With the 74th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Ryan Mallett, quarterback, Arkansas.
There it is, Ryan Mallett to the Patriots. Major League Baseball scores. Dodgers 3-2 over the Padres. Andre Ethier, 25-game hitting streak extended. Oakland 3-1 winners versus Texas. Kansas City gets by Minnesota 4-3. Baltimore 10-4 winners over the White Sox. Seattle 5-4 over Boston. Angels 8-5 versus the Rays. And Cleveland gets a walk-off grand slam from Carlos Santana to beat the Tigers 9-5. And the Yankees fall 5-3. Your final hockey scores, round 2, game 1s. Tampa Bay 4-2 over Washington, and San Jose wins in overtime 2-1 versus Detroit. And that's your latest sporting news flash. I'm Robert Nagley.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See Harvey Lexus of Grand Rapids.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
This is Janet's dream kitchen. She's getting it a low introductory rate from Fifth Third Bank. It has everything. Lots of cabinets, tons of counter space, brushed stainless steel appliances, and a pro football player is cooking her waffles.
I love cooking for you.
That's because right now, it really is in her dreams. But thanks to the very real 2.99% APR for 12 months, soon her dream kitchen will also be real. Well, most of it anyway.
More syrup?
Get a Fifth Third Equity Flex line from Fifth Third Bank with an APR of just 2.99% for 12 months that adjusts to a variable APR as low as 2.99% thereafter. It's a line of credit you can use for most anything. Call 1-866-53-LOANS, go to 53.com, or visit a banking center today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Annual fee of up to $65 waived for 1 year. The maximum APR will not exceed 25% or the state usury ceiling, whichever is less. Offers available on new Fifth Third Equity lines of credit only. Rate and terms are subject to change at any time. Loans subject to credit review and approval. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And Bentley.
Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, congratulations. Nick Fairley, what a pick at number 13.
Yeah, Fairley was a guy that obviously we had it really high on our board, and we thought a lot of him. We thought he fit in very well with what we do. You know, a lot of people take the approach of trying to draft for your weaknesses. I think that we took the approach of dealing from our strengths and adding another player that can make an impact on the game.
Monday morning on Bakita and Bentley, will recap the 2011 NFL Draft with Scott Wright from DraftCountdown.com.
And I'll be blogging all weekend long. Just go to WBBL.com, Bentley's Breakdown, and you can get my take on the Lions' selections in real time.
Plus, don't forget about the Red Wings San Jose series and what happened to the Tigers in Cleveland. Plus, we'll have Doug Sharp on from Bean Garter to announce the BBL NFL Mock Draft winner.
Bakita and Bentley, weekday mornings from 6 until 9 a.m. on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's the annual Green and White Spring Game. Listen to all the action live this Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. right here, 107.3 The Ball, WBBL-FM.
You smell that smell. Smells like turkey.
Gotta love that smell.
Hey, welcome back to The Grilling Guys. My name is Barbecue Bob. It's Saturday. That means your grill's going to get fired up. How about yours, Bobby?
Yep, certainly is going to get fired up.
We are broadcasting live from the WBBL studio this morning, and we'll be on remote location next weekend. We're going to be at Standale Lumber, and we're going to smoke up Lake Michigan Drive.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'm going to roll up with my big chuck wagon and all kinds of Three Little Pigs rubs and sauces. And we've got a Grillin' Guys sausage. We've got burgers. We're gonna do it. It's going to be a hoedown.
Yes.
But Standale Lumber is having the Mother's Day sale. So I've got the perfect answer for every guy that doesn't know what to do for Mother's Day. Bring her out.
Yes.
Okay? We're going to give you some great grilled treats, and they're going to have sales on Trex decking, Grill Islands. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops. It's on Lake Michigan Drive, right down in the middle of Standale. I mean, everybody who's anybody knows where Standale Lumber is, but, I mean, it's Standale Interiors and Home Center. They've got a whole complex there. They've got another location down in Granville, but the live remote and the event is going to be at 377 Lake Michigan Drive. So that's really where you want to be next Saturday at 9 o'clock.
They do a great job taking care of people. The customer service there is absolutely phenomenal.
It is.
It really is.
It's a great business.
It's great business, great people.
We partner with people like that. They're coming on as a sponsor because that's who we want. I mean, they're just our kind of people. It's where I would shop because I know they'll take care of me.
Yes.
And I've spent my money there for decades.
Yeah, we did too.
We have the cowboy, Rob Russell, on the phone, and we're not going to wait an hour. We're going to put him on right now. Robbie, are you out there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, dude, what city are you waking up in this morning?
Hey, you know, I'm in Emporia, Kansas. You want to talk about cowboys. They're cowboys down here. When you drive into this town, it's all about beef. I'm telling you what. It's the only place I know of where we purposely start our range fires. So
nice.
I'm down here teaching a grilling class. Wish I had you here, Bob.
Oh. Yeah, I bet you gotta clean up everything yourself.
No. You need the master griller here.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's good. So what do we have for a recipe this morning? I know we were chatting this week, and you sent me something on email. I haven't even looked at it yet, but
yeah, it's Bordelaise sauce.
That's it.
I mean, we talk about beef, and we like to have a lot of different varieties with our beef. I mean, we're big into steaks and beef, but you know, this Bordelaise sauce I sent you is just a really nice compliment. Kind of, I usually put it on half of my steak because I like the beef just regular, but then I like the Bordelaise sauce.
This conversation derived from that flat iron I was cooking, and that's how they recommended serving it, was with a Bordelaise, and you said you had a great one, so I'll be anxious to try that. So
yeah, it's a great one, and I think I'll send you another. I've got another one that's really good. It's a different mushroom-type sauce that you know I've used before, but go along with Bearnaise butter, and there's just a lot of really nice combinations you can put to complement a steak, and I sent you that recipe, and it's just, you guys, surely I know you
so
guys
how do you make it?
Time off from the radio, you can go cook that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be cooking for Kevin O'Malley down in Indianapolis tonight.
I'll just send you this whole PowerPoint for this class because it's got some great recipes on it. And it's grilling time, boys. I don't know, what's the weather like in Michigan?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's going to be like 65, 70 today. Jeff Poor will be down there. He'll be on a Fire Magic, and I'll have the good one and a Tech. Who do you suppose is going to win that face-off?
I'd say probably that good one's probably going to pull through. I know you're good on that Tech. But
yeah, I'm going to have them both going. I've got pulled pork going on the good one and steaks and chicken breasts on the Tech. So, yeah, I'm afraid pulling up with that Fire Magic, he won't have a chance. I hate to shame him.
Those are a great combination, that infrared and then the good old fashioned pit smoker.
Oh yeah, you got to have both. I mean, there's not one grill that does it all. You need four in your backyard.
I'm sitting here. I'm getting ready to start this class, teach some of these boys how to cook down here, and I've got a gas grill. I've got a Weber kettle. I've got two Goodwin Lone Stars. I got Ponderosa. And, I mean, I got more equipment out here than you can shake a stick at.
Great. So tell me, how do you make this Bordelaise sauce real quick?
Well, that Bordelaise sauce, first of all, you start off and, let me just see here. You just start off with a little bit of butter in your pan, and then you add your garlic and your herbs, get it all softened up. And then you add your red wine, your Worcestershire, and your bay leaves. And then you thicken it up with a little cornstarch. I know you guys know how to do that with your gravy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some shallots in there that you want to get softened up. It all just comes together, and it's probably about 30% mushroom base when you're done. But if you don't like mushrooms, it probably wouldn't be a good recipe.
Bob Schultz, what could we substitute for mushrooms?
For a Bordelaise, you can't. But you got to have the mushrooms. What kind of mushrooms do you like to use? Any mushrooms in particular are your favorites?
Portobello's,
there you go.
I got a lot of favor. I remember, is Joppy on the line with us this morning?
No, he called in, but he probably went back to the creek.
I remember when he came down to Kansas, when he came down deer hunting, and we got those portobello's out and threw them on a grill and used some balsamic vinegar on them.
Oh, yeah.
They were awesome.
They were.
Awesome stuff.
And actually, what's kind of a neat little twist on your Bordelaise sauce, in exactly what you said, you grill those portobello's and you slice it, and you add that into it, you get a nice smoky, kind of a robust flavor that infuses into that Bordelaise sauce. It's absolutely phenomenal, taking the exact same recipe, changing a little bit of the cooking methods with some of your key ingredients, and it's just wonderful.
Actually, one of the best portobello mushrooms I've ever recognized was when I was up cooking with Coach Vermeil up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a good friend that has smokedmeats.com, and he cold smoked some portobello's, and man, were they good. And they didn't look like they'd been cooked, but they, I took the cold smoked portobello's, put a little hot smoke to them, put some balsamic on them, and they were really, really awesome.
Well, that's what we need to do then, is smoke some portobello's, and then just...
Yeah.
I wonder, you could just freeze them, I guess, after that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I don't think they freeze good, and they don't ship good either. I asked him if he could ship me some, and, he cold smoked those at like 70 degrees, and that's,
right.
That's really hard to do unless you have the right equipment.
Right, but, yeah, definitely the 70 degrees is a key when you're cold smoking.
Well, you could probably just dehydrate them and vacuum pack them then.
I bet you could do that.
Yeah.
I bet you could do that. I think you'd keep the same flavors.
So a little Bordelaise, and that would have been really good on that flat iron steak. I'm telling you, my mouth's just watering thinking about that beautiful piece of meat with some wonderful sauce on it. There's just so many fun. It gets a little boring taking a same old piece of steak all the time and just having a plain piece of steak. So some of these marinades and sauces and stuff, and that's why we like Rob Russell calling in. If you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM. And we're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. We got a lot of friends out there, and Rob Russell is one of our great friends. He's out of Kansas, and everything is metered in airs, and Joppy loves to pick on his airs. And so I wanted to bring that up in honor of Randy.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I know you've got to get ready for a class. We'll let you go, and great hearing from you, and I will report in tonight when I get back down to Indianapolis.
Sounds good. I'll send you this PowerPoint. I've been working on it for about a week, and it's a great PowerPoint. It's got a lot of good recipes, so I'll send it to you. You can share it with all your listeners.
Great.
Put it on your website, whatever you'd like to do with it.
That would be awesome. We'll post it on thegrillingguys.com. Thank you very much. That was Rob Russell, our cowboy from Kansas. So, yeah, Bordelaise, that's just something I can't speak from experience on that.
It's a nice classical sauce, very nice. And giving a little twist on a nice classical sauce, just kind of gives it a whole new meaning to grilling and different flavors and marrying different cooking techniques. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. So for grill gadget segment this week, we've got stainless steel grill tables, and there's several different types on the market. But if you're talking gadgets, it's not always a little plastic thing that's shipped in from China. Sometimes it's a nice thing that it's actually made in America. And I had the occasion to be at Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street this week. And they have what I think is a really cool gadget. And it's a little stainless grilling cart, and it's got like a little steamer tray in the middle of it underneath. Mm. So you can put, like, if you're grilling and you want to keep your food hot and you don't want to keep running a plate inside like I do, You just open it up and throw it down in that little warmer underneath it, and they have those stainless grilling carts, which I've never seen before. I thought it was really cool. I'm probably going to buy one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. I was there because they're going to be the new tech dealer for Kent County. And so both those Garrett's appliance stores, you'll be able to go and see and eat off of one of these techs that we keep talking about. They just ordered a bunch of them, and they're going to be demoing them sometime within the next week. So we're very excited for to bring Garrett's appliance on board, and we want to help them get those techs off the ground and get people using them, because it's crazy. It's just a crazy piece of equipment until you cooked on one. And the cool thing will be they're going to buy the meat. So just go down there every Saturday. I think it's like from 11 to 1.
Okay.
They're going to be demoing. So you want to see one work? There you go. You might get to feed the seagulls. So, yeah. We do have a bunch of grilling events coming up, too. We have Chris Marks coming into town, and he's going to be at Zager's, who's our Good One dealer for the area. And he's going to be at the Jamestown store. I got to get a date on that, but that is coming up really soon. Boy, good timing here, Bob. We also have Memphis in May, and the month of May, the whole city of Memphis turns into like a party for the whole month.
Oh, my goodness.
You ever been to it?
I have not. It's got to be like New Orleans and Mardi Gras, I would assume. I mean, it's just got to be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, on the 12th through the 14th, Memphis in May, they have their big barbecue competition. And nationally, as barbecue cook-offs and championships competitions go, that's one of the biggest in the country. It's huge. So they get all the big competitors down there, and, I mean, it just sounds like a wonderful event. We've got also June 10th Sam's Club competition up in Traverse City. We've got July 15th, the UP Hog Wild in Kingsford. July 22nd and 3rd, Taste of Grand Rapids. July 23rd, Chris Marks will be up in Traverse City at Square Deal Country Store putting on a barbecue class. So our signal goes a long way if you happen to be up north listening to this show. Square Deal is right downtown Traverse City, and they're putting on a very nice barbecue 101 class. It's going to be the whole afternoon deal on a Saturday or Sunday, July 23rd, as that works out. Whichever day, it's a Saturday or Sunday. It's July 23rd. I know that. And you can call Square Deal Country Store in Traverse City and sign up for that class if you're up north and you're picking up our signal. So you got to get to these classes. I know I harp on it a bunch, and you probably wonder, why is this guy so into classes? It's not because I teach them. It's really not about that. I mean, it's like a net revenue for me. It's not a moneymaker at all. It's the experience.
So like an average person, if they want to go to one of these classes, what would be the cost? And how would they
depending on where it is, $75 to $90.
That's cheap.
It's 4 to 5 hours. You've got some of the best barbecue talent you can find with Chris Marks and Rob Russell. And that's why I tag along with them. I mean, it's fun.
It's the best.
And you walk away with food. Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3, and we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Grand Rapids has a home for big league sports conversation in the afternoon. The Huge Show, weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. right here in Grand Rapids on 107.3 WBBL-FM and online at thehugeshow.net.
I'm Robert Dingley, NBA Hoops, Grizzly Spurs. The 8th seed is moving on.
Bale with one more. Fires. Hit. Ball game. 99-91. Inbound comes for Neal. He fumbles it ahead for Green. Fires the shot. Zeroes on the clock. The Grizzlies have upset the four-time world champion San Antonio Spurs, and they are dancing in the aisles at the Grindhouse.
Grizzlies Radio Network with your call. Just the fourth time in NBA history that an 8 seed has knocked off the top seed. Zach Randolph led the way. He had 31 points. So Oklahoma City-Memphis game one of round two begins on Sunday. Well, some lockout news. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis granted the owner's side a stay of Judge Nelson's lockout injunction, which means the lockout is officially back on. to the draft. Some notable picks in rounds 2 and 3. 34th overall, Andy Dalton goes to the Bengals, while Colin Kaepernick goes 35th to the Niners. Daquan Bauer slides to the number 50. Tampa Bay Buccaneers pick him up. And in the third round, New England Patriots draft a quarterback.
With the 74th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Ryan Mallett, quarterback, Arkansas.
There it is, Ryan Mallett to the Patriots. Baseball scores, Dodgers 3-2 over the Padres. Andre Ethier, 25-game hitting streak extended. Oakland 3-1 winners versus Texas. Kansas City gets by Minnesota 4-3. Baltimore 10-4 winners over the White Sox. Seattle 5-4 over Boston. Angels 8-5 versus the Rays. And Cleveland gets a walk-off grand slam from Carlos Santana to beat the Tigers 9-5. And the Yankees fall 5-3. Your final hockey scores, round 2, game 1s. Tampa Bay 4-2 over Washington. And San Jose wins in overtime 2-1 versus Detroit. And that's your latest sporting news flash. I'm Robert Nagley.
The Constitutional Law Center would like to ask you, do you understand what could happen to you if you're pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving? Here are the facts. If the officer determines you are over the legal limit, you go to jail. No exceptions. And you'll stay in jail for at least 8 hours or longer until you blow legal on a breathalyzer test. But wait, it gets worse. Before that happens, you may end up going before a judge, even if you're still under the influence and even if it's on a closed-circuit TV. You'll then be expected to enter a plea. The Constitutional Law Center would like to advise you that if you are in this situation, to enter a plea of not guilty. There's no increased penalty if you change your plea later. Even if you've already pled guilty, you still have the right to speak with an attorney and petition the court to change your plea. Having representation from the Constitutional Law Center could help you avoid losing your driving privileges and spending time in jail. Don't make a bad situation worse. For the right advice, call the Constitutional Law Center at 235-HELP. That's 235-HELP, or visit constitutionallawcenter.com.
Since 1996, Arcadia Brewing Company has specialized in producing all of their beers in small batches, true to English brewing heritage. If you like wheat beer, try the phenomenal Whitsun Ale. And the India Pale Ale is one of the finest in America and won't leave you wanting. The ever-popular Sky High Rye is famous throughout the Great Lakes for one reason, Arcadia quality. These are just some of the 15 handcrafted porters and ales made right in Battle Creek. I can tell you from personal experience, if you haven't tried Arcadia Ale Beer, you're in for a pleasant surprise. I can't have just one of their nut brown ales. I've already tried. Visit historic downtown Battle Creek and taste the great grilled food on the menu at TC's Pub. These folks are all about great food off the grill and world-class beer fresh from the tap. Pick up a six-pack at your local beer store and see why the grilling guys like to sip on Arcadia Ales. Check them out at ArcadiaAles.com. That's ArcadiaAles.com. Michigan made with quality. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Labatt Blue Light Lime refreshes like no other. But what does that mean? To some, it suggests surfing on a giant Arctic wave. They have a point. To us, refreshes like no other means cooling off with the natural lime taste of a Blue Light Lime while hanging with our friends at an outdoor rock show. Crowd surfing anyone? Labatt Blue Light Lime. Refreshes like no other.
Always refresh responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Barbecue Bob for Standale Home Center. If the rain's washed all the snow off your deck, then you're thinking about the hassle of getting it cleaned and ready for the spring and summer grilling season. The folks at Standale Home Center at 4100 Lake Michigan Drive Northwest are ready to walk you through the design and Trex decking options like no one else. The grilling guys will be there live May 7th for the big Mother's Day sale. Make a date and visit with us and take advantage of the great savings that Standale Home Center offers. See you May 7th where we are grilling. This is Barbecue Bob for Standale Home Center.
It's the annual Green and White Spring Game. Listen to all the action live this Saturday beginning at 1 p.m. right here, 107.3 The Ball, WBBL-FM.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, welcome back to the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob in studio with Chef Schultz from GRCC's wonderful restaurant called The Heritage. And real quickly, before we forget on this show, Bob, you also have a company that you do with your father-in-law, and it's called Son-in-Law Products. And I want to talk just for a second about this I've had some of your salsas, and we're talking about all this trout here. That peach salsa that I've had, do you still make that?
Yes, we have a peach salsa, we have a raspberry, and we have a blueberry salsa.
Those are really, really good. And I'm thinking if I was grilling a piece of fish, I would just top it off with that salsa. After the fish is done, I would just scoop a little on top, shut my grill lid, turn the grill off, and let it sit and rest there for about 5 or 10 minutes and heat that salsa up just a little bit, let it run.
Yeah, we have some cool ingredients that's unique in our salsas that really go well with a lot of the game and natural products out there that's so indigenous to Michigan.
And people can find that on what, son-in-laws.com?
Or .net, yes, son-in-law.net.
Just son-in-law.net?
Correct.
Cool.
Correct.
That's easy and short.
Yes.
So go to sonlaw.net. Try his, I think it's like a zippy spice.
There's a zippy dip. There's a seasoning mix that's so universal.
The seasoning mix I love. I tell you what, I'm out.
Yes. We'll make sure you're not out. I promise.
This guy, he's fed my family for years. You also make, okay, if anybody out there likes like a sweet pickle with that has a little touch of heat, or a nice touch of heat, it'll hurt you. It's right up my alley. You can't hurt this gullet of mine because it's been tested around the world. But those pickles are good. They're called what? Sweet and Sassy?
Sweet and Sassy.
Go to Son-in-Law Products online. It's called sonlaw.net. Check their stuff out. It's a West Michigan man and his father-in-law making this stuff. It's all homemade. It's really good. The peach salsa on trout.
Thank
on
you.
Steelhead right now, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, we stay with local products, too. We put all the local products in our products, so we're a firm believer of that.
Yeah, we got to get that on some store shelves around here because I don't like mooching it off you anymore. We have Mr. Mike Peters on the line calling from maybe the left coast.
Oh, my goodness, it's the left coast. It's the way too early coast.
Oh, dude, why didn't you tell me? I wouldn't have made you wake up. You were probably up all night, weren't you?
No. I luckily got a text at 4:30 our time, woke me out of a dead sleep, said call in something Easter. I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking Easter was last weekend. So it all made sense this morning when my wife explained it to me. No, it's all good.
Oh. We're talking to Mike Peters, and he's with the Kansas City Barbecue Society, the KCBS that we talk about all the time. And he is doing the Great American Barbecue Tour. Mike and his wife travel across America, turning people on to real barbecue.
We try.
So you're in California?
We are. It's the Stagecoach Music Festival in Indio, California. On Thursday, it was 103 degrees. So I know everyone's jealous. But today and tomorrow, when the festival goes on, it'll be upper 80s, low 90s. Absolutely beautiful weather.
Sounds great. And is that a KCBS sanctioned event?
It actually is. They have the big music acts, so Kenny Chesney, Carrie Underwood, Rascal Flatts are headlining tonight and tomorrow night, and they have a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned contest. There's only about 30 teams down here. They also vend to the public, sell samples, turn the music goers on to what championship barbecue really tastes like, and we'll have some demonstrations and sampling and everything going on also.
Okay, how about Memphis in May? We've got that coming up in just 2 weeks.
We got it coming up in 2 weeks, and everything I'm reading is that wonderful Mississippi River is going to crest the banks like next weekend. So the normal venue is Tom Lee Park down right on the river. Gorgeous location, but anybody that knows Memphis in May sometimes refers to it as Memphis in Mud. And I know they're looking at moving the location. So anybody that's planning on heading down that way, make sure they check with the local website and whatnot ahead of time to make sure it's at the right spot.
Yeah, be a good idea. Well, I'm not going to be able to make it down there. I'd really like to. It just sounds like so much fun. I mean, Memphis is just such a cool town anyway. What a great place to do barbecue. And their blends and spices are just crazy good.
The Memphis style of cooking is all pig. So it's whole hog, it's shoulder, and it's ribs. So they don't do any of the beef or the chicken like what the Kansas City Barbecue Society does. It's on-site judging where they talk about the pig, and most of them name their pig. So the whole hog with the head, I know a good friend of ours with Yazoo's Delta Q, they got a pig for this week, and they named it Danny.
What's wrong with naming your pig?
I think it's a wonderful thing.
We let our listeners name ours, and we came up with Roasty O'Donnell.
I love it. I saw the contest. I never saw who the winner was. That's cool.
Yeah, a couple of fun guys. They also came up with Smellin' DeGeneres. Some good names. Well, okay, listen, I'm really sorry I woke you up this morning.
No worries.
The stinking tax.
Well, you were like 10 minutes behind the drunk dudes that came in across the hall, so they already had me in a medium state. But no, it's all good. I sure appreciate you guys putting us on, and we love sharing our love of barbecue with the world.
All right. Well, listen, thanks a lot, pal. We'll talk to you real soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. That's Mike Peters, and he is with KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour. He's traveling across America, saucing it up.
That'd be a great job, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's a tough gig, though. He's got this big rig he pulls and sets up, and, I mean, he works pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets to see the whole country.
What a way to do it.
I know it. That'd be a fun summer. We have some classes we got to talk about quickly. I found the right page. We want to talk about the one coming into Grand Rapids, which is actually Jamestown. It is May 7th. You need to call Zager's in Jamestown and see if there's even any seats left. But Chris Marks will be in for that, and that's next weekend. There might be a seat or two left. It could be sold out. I don't know. But call Zager's. This is a good class. This is a good barbecue class that we're putting on out here. This will be the... I think ribs and chicken class. And if you want to become world-class rib maker in a matter of 4 or 5 hours, this class will do it. It's really that good of a class, and it's that easy. But you're going to get secrets and tips that took this guy like 30 years to figure out, and you can do it all for like $80.
Can't beat that.
No.
You can't beat
that. No, I know guys that do that class for $400, and they fill them. So this one is co-sponsored by The Good One, and they really pick up a lot of the expense. That's why it's so cheap.
Yes.
So we also have Rob Russell and Barbecue Bob down in Sellersburg, Indiana. That's coming up in a couple of weeks on the 19th. And Evansville, Indiana, what else do we have here? We've got Chris Marks coming into Traverse City. We've got him coming into Greenville sometime in June. So... keep an eye on the KCBS website, and you'll go to kcbs.us and find all these classes. They're just look for the menu bar that says classes and then barbecue classes, and bang, there it pop up the month you want to go. And look on the screen. You'll see all these classes registered across the country. Just look for one in your area. If you're listening online, you just never know where we're going to be. So... great resource with the KCBS, and we use them for a lot of things. And, yeah, well, that's just been kind of a fast 2 hours again. There's so many things on my program here we didn't get to talk about. We've got this great chef in studio, and I just want to get as much information at the last minute as we can about trout opener, turkey hunters. What are some of the secrets people need quickly before we lose Mr. Schultz here on trout when you're going to grill them?
Oh, there's a lot of different things that you can do with trout. Kind of a little secret that I've been saving for the last part is maybe planking it. Planking that trout on a nice piece of cedar and soaking that piece of wood and soaking it, like, obviously in a little bit of water, but can I add some lime and lemon juice and kind of marinate that plank and seasoning that trout and just grilling it. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Just let that plank just cook up and turn nice and...
I saw a guy doing it on alder.
Yes. Alder is very good also.
Is it really?
Yes, it really is.
Okay.
Yes.
First time I had plank cedar, I think, was with you at the Flat River Grill when they opened.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I do like making it that way. It was plank salmon, but I do it with steelhead.
Mm.
I just like steelhead a lot better.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I appreciate you having me on the show.
That's Chef Schultz from the Heritage. Randy Joppy, good luck out there fishing, man. Bring us back some meat. And Duran's got the turkey, and we didn't even get jerky. What's up with that?
I think we have to take a rain check with him.
Hey, thanks for listening in. You can check us out on thegrillinguys.com, or you can get us on Facebook, The Grillin' Guys Radio Show on Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.